Welcome, everyone.
Bob?
Oh, hold on one sec. I'm getting an incoming call. I'm going to terminate now. We'll start the recording again. Hold on.
How you doing, Bob?
Tudor Bain?
Say what?
Tudor Bain? Yep.
Tudor Bain. Oh, that's right. Right there. I'm trying to remember what that is. Is that in Brazilian?
Yeah, there you go. And also,
we are going to start this call over. So I am going to erase this by going. Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, December 19th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in once again, wherever you're located, all over the globe. So we're just going to have a really good call tonight. I'm excited about it. I'm glad everybody's here. Sue's here. Bob's here. I'm here. It's not, but
and you're
how
there.
Many days before?
Bruce,
and
there.
I am here.
Yeah.
And I'm
no,
and, this
and,
is
and
like,
the community is there. And the community is there.
And the comunidad is here. The comunidad es aquí. En bueno para todos nosotros que estamos aquí ahora. Okay, enough of you. Enough of the Spanish right now. Let's go. All right, so let's do this. As we do every Tuesday and Thursday night, let's pray the call in and then look forward to the teaching which Sue has found for us and will present to us in the most delicate and beautiful manner. Manner. So let's pray
Manger.
The call in. Manier. Manier.
Sure.
Jesus
Manger.
En un manier. Si.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Enough. I got to get serious here. Praying it now. Lord God, thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. Thank you that you have a sense of humor. Because somebody gave me the sense of humor. And you know what I'm saying? It wasn't you. I mean, it was you. So thank you for that. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to have fun and be serious at the same time. Well, maybe not quite the same time. But thank you for everything that you've done in our lives to prepare us, to have us ready to receive what will be an absolutely amazing blessing. And I know the intention is for us to have this blessing prior to Christmas. So let's see if that holds out. We pray that in. We speak it into existence. We thank you for everything you're doing in our lives to keep us healthy, healed, and whole, and supplied with providence and with provision. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay. That's weird to get interrupted with a call right at the very beginning of the call. This recording you're hearing is take two. Of tonight's big call. This is take two. Sue,
I'm curious.
Take us away with you.
Uh-huh.
Take us away with a wonderful teaching that we all can grab hold of, as they say in the South, grab hold of and enjoy. Please.
I'm going to take you away deep.
Calgon.
Take you away. Not by something outside of you, but deep, deep into the truth of who you are.
Mm.
And I'm going to dedicate this to the two of you, to the community, to the two super lights, J and K. And above all else, everything that matters. For eternity.
For eternity, God.
You're coming into a turnaround season. You're going to see the hand of God do things that are unusual, uncommon, and very out of the ordinary especially if it's everything that matters. Mountains into molehills. This is what God said in the book of Zechariah about the opposition faced by Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, who is in charge of rebuilding of the temple at Jerusalem. So, big mountain, who do you think you are? Next to Zerubbabel, you're nothing but a molehill. Mountains represent obstacles that look permanent, immovable. Depression can be a mountain with which you feel you're always having to struggle. A mountain can be people at work who are not for you. They have seniority. So what can you do about it? Or how can a mountain of debt or lack, of can't get ahead, of impatience, of separation from those that you love, that's been in your family for years, how do you handle that kind of a mountain? This is a new day. That mountain is about to be turned into a molehill. God is about to flatten some things out. He's about to remove some obstacles. What used to hold you back is not going to limit you anymore. People who weren't for you will suddenly get out of your path. You didn't have to do it. God turned it around. That mountain of loneliness, not having someone in life to love, is about to become a molehill. All that struggle to find the true love of your life and spending your whole life looking, that's about to be put into the past. The right person is going to find you, a divine connection, somebody better than you've even imagined. You have to receive this by faith. This won't do you any good if you think, this is not for me. My situation could never turn around. You don't know what I'm facing. You can cancel out what God wants to do by doubt, by negative thinking. Why don't you be a believer and not a doubter? Get in agreement with God and say, Father, I believe that you promised a turnaround is coming in my health, my finances, my relationships, my identity, my purpose. Whatever you think is permanent, whatever you think you can never get past, you need to see that mountain being turned into a molehill. In the scripture, David went through a lot of unjust opposition, betrayals, and lonely nights. King Saul was trying to kill him, and he had a baby son who died. There were plenty of things that could have stopped his destiny, but he says in Psalm 30, God, you've turned my mourning into dancing. You've turned my sorrow into joy. He could have lived discouraged and bitter, looking in the rearview mirror. But he understood that we serve a turnaround God. Yes, you may have had seasons of mourning, times when you go through loss, disappointment, and unfair things. But that's not how your story ends. A turnaround is coming. God is going to take what was meant for your harm and turn it into your advantage. God's not going to stop all the difficulties. He won't keep you from every mountain, but he promises he will turn the sorrow into joy, the mountain into a molehill. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. You have to get your fire back. The disappointment, the loss, or what you've been up against now doesn't stop your purpose. God is still in control. He didn't bring this far to leave you. It seems as though it's a setback, but it's really a set up for God to show out in a greater way through you. Expect the miracles in every part of your life. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Wow. That's full of gems. I like that teaching. And I like the fact that toward the end it said, expect a miracle. You know, a lot of times we don't receive, the Bible says, because we don't ask. You know, ask and you shall receive that your joy may be full. And you know, it's, we live and have miracles happen around us every day. Sometimes we acknowledge them as a miracle, sometimes we don't. But I think it's important that we expect things to happen. When this goes, is it going to be a miracle? It's going to seem like a miracle, won't it? Was it an Oral Roberts that said, expect a miracle? I believe so. This, what's interesting about this is that we, a turnaround. This is about to become a great turnaround just in terms of the way the world functions with new currencies, with new values, where the playing field is leveled in a period of time around the globe. A great turnaround. 20 years ago, when I first became invested in these currencies, just before that, I was researching and found a site that was talking about the dinar, the dong, and that was really about it at the time. And what came to my mind as I researched and learned about this with Iraq and so on, and I said, you know, this is the great turnover of wealth. This is the wealth of the wicked laid up for the just. And I said, this is real. God's spoken it. We knew it from our word. And I thought, yeah, that's a real thing. That's absolutely going to happen. Now, when was it going to happen? Was it going to happen in 2 or 3 years? 2 to 6 years? As one of the Iraqi speakers, doctors, said on a call early on? No. Not that soon. What had to happen? All of these things had to happen. All of these political things. All of these things with the hydrocarbon law, the oil and gas law. All of that stuff had to take place. Oh, I just thought of something I'll have in the Intel segment. But what happens is all of these things are part of the plan. And the plan that we've been watching and tweaking and listening to and trying to figure out is unfolding, unfolding now. But it took 20 years for it to happen. And, you know, we've lost some people. My wife, I lost 10 years ago, passed away. Many of you have lost loved ones, especially in the last 3 or 4 years with, well, don't get me started. You know what I'm talking about. But it's just, we should expect a miracle and we should look for a turnaround in our lives, in the lives of our neighbors, in the lives of Big Call Universe. All of this, it's going to be amazing, especially when the technology reveals that's been hidden from us, sequestered, hidden, suppressed, and that's going to be amazing too. And Sue is really on top of what's coming and knows a lot about that. So does Bob. I know some of it, and I'm excited about what's happening. As far as having your perfect mate, are you searching? Let God do the searching for you. Let God find that perfect person that might be right for you. I think we could spend a lot of time looking into that. Are you going to find a person that has been part of this great currency reset? Somebody that's gone through what we've gone through over the last 13 years of the Big Call? You know? Are you going to have that in common? I think a lot of you will. Well, let's see where that goes. Let's see how that manifests in our lives. Let's see what the great turnaround is for us. Because I think we're all expecting that miracle. And that's what I had to say about this teaching, Sue. Thank you very much for bringing it. Thank you for presenting it so beautifully. And I'll go to Bob. Bob, we're having fun so far. What would you say about this teaching? And is there anything that spoke to you? Anything that stuck out as something you want to comment on?
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. You know, what I really like about both you and Bruce, Sue, is you have this unbelievable vision for the future where the scope of all possibilities is there looming, and we're all about to have an encounter with it. And every week, that's kind of the theme. It's like, let's go beyond, right? So I started thinking about that and what you were saying, Sue, about taking a deep dive into our own selves. And I started thinking, what if we could take a dive into our own selves that it was so far that we found ourselves in a place where there wasn't even any up or down, but only a beautiful silence and presence with the Holy Spirit, and that there was no rich or poor, and there was no lack, and only this sense of exaltation with our own aliveness. And there was no, there was even no seeking, no place where we could find something, but what we discovered was we were all that we could possibly be, and we always were that. And we cannot seek and find something that we already are. And there's no, you know, there's no hate. There's no like or dislike. There's only pure love for all that there is, all of God's creation. And we find ourselves in a place that's beyond the very concept of a trouble the size of a mountain. And only faith and confidence in God is perceptible at that moment. And even beyond the concept of a lifetime altogether and into the experience of infinity with God. And, you know, this is the miracle. That we're to expect a miracle. The miracle is there right now, and that's to move beyond concepts, you know, into that light of all possibilities that you guys describe so well every Tuesday and Thursday.
Thank you, Bob.
Wow.
Thank you for that. Beautiful. I don't know what to say about it, except let's go to Sue. Sue, you found us a really nice teaching tonight. It speaks volumes to what we're all experiencing and what we're about to experience with the great turnaround, great currency reset. How does this teaching affect your thinking and where you're taking this? Bob told us to go in, to go deeper. What would you say to that?
You remember when I said to you, go in, go deep, go high. I would probably say go integrated. I love the way every Tuesday and Thursday, see what we're going to do. We're going to take our big blazing mirrors and mirror it back to that. It's so bright. Can we handle looking at Bob? how Bob's light, depth, and knowing of his true light in Christ showed us that the world, there's the way we think about the RV, and everybody just be honest with yourself. There's the way a lot of us came to the RV to be monetarily free, to be free, to imagine the freedom was really walking away from the programming of scarcity and lack, the outer programming. But just do a quick check with yourself and see if what these past few years have done for you, or anything you've gone through, or the loss that we were talking about, and what Bruce has gone through with his wife and his health and all that. Did that not teach you to turn around and look inside and realize that anything outside of you and any experience you're having, which is what Bob was showing us, is a reflection of where you're looking from? You could be in one little room and you could be literally seeing the universe, seeing beauty, experiencing love. You could be walking with the infinity that you are. And it's not going to be about the word so much. It's going to be about your felt experience and your choice, just like Bob said. And Bob chooses to see that exaltation. He chooses. It's a choice. You can either be looking at how long this took, how much farther do we have to go. I'll be talking about this in my segment. Or you could be using this as the opportunity as you're moving towards the RV, as you're moving towards sovereign financial freedom. What is the real teacher but to teach you how to master your awareness? If you really want to understand real freedom, it's going to be your ability to go inside and shape with Christ your life. Christ wasn't waiting for something outside of himself. He wasn't letting the outer world dictate his reality. That's what this RV is really about. And hopefully you've gotten some, you know, starter legs on that. It's about you. The Christ light in you has the power, just like the mountain in the molehill, to choose the reality you want to experience. There really isn't any other thing to practice. Only choosing what you want to experience, focusing, practicing love, kindness, patience, and choosing what you want to create for your life, having that kind of authority. That's why I like this teaching.
All right. And
I want to thank Bruce and Bob for participating in it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That was starting to preach, Sue. That was starting to preach. Thank you.
I don't know. I just got lost in it.
You got into it. That's good. Well, that was wonderful. And, yeah, it's just fun to think back over the time and think of everything that we've had on the call and what we've talked about and so on. And now we get to look into praise reports and prayer requests.
And here we go.
Okay. So
Thank you, Henry. Thank you, Henry. Let's see. I have to pull the phone away here. I've missed big call for several weeks. Oh, no. This is from Pastor Scott.
Okay.
I've had a couple more strokes. Been in the hospital, actually still there. Thanks for your prayers. I'm back to square one. Walking unassisted is a big challenge, but nothing God can't handle. I've got a great attitude, very grateful to be alive. God's not through with me yet. Major projects to help those affected by hunger, hopelessness, veterans issues. Can't wait to begin. I continue to pray for Big Call Universe. Just remember, God's timing is perfect. Love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Mm. Sue, can I pray right now for Pastor Scott?
Yeah.
Can I pray for him right now and lead everybody in this one?
Sure.
Pastor Scott, we see you healthy, healed, and whole again. We see you coming up out of the hospital, going home very quickly, and starting over again in another health reset for you. Let your stroke symptoms be nullified by the power and the strength and the healing force of the Lord Jesus Christ, the fact that he is the great I Am, the great physician, Jehovah Rapha, God, our healer. Thank you for that. We appropriate the healing of our God and Jesus Christ to your body for complete and utter healing throughout, that you would come back stronger, more balanced, and ready to begin your quest in your new life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Bob. Anything else, Sue?
Yes. Let me make sure here. Hold on a second. Okay, so just that one, okay. So we're going to go on to Jeannie now.
Okay.
The message of Bethlehem is indeed good news of great joy. This is the joy that consoles hearts, renews hope, and bestows peace. The world's most recorded Christmas song is Silent Night. Originally written in German by Francis Joseph Moore as a Christmas poem, Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht, which in English is Silent Night, Holy Night, has been translated into more than 300 languages and recorded more than 137,000 times. You go with the data, Jeannie. On December 24, 1818, F.R. Moore asked Franz Gruber to set it to music for the Midnight Mass. 2 days until the first day of winter. Bob, the darkness is going to start getting less. 12:21, 2 days, Bob.
Yay.
It's dark. I know.
Let your light shine.
See Bob smiling. I can just see him right now having a Bob smile. 6 days until Christmas.
Funny.
What? 6 days until Christmas.
Only two more
six
days.
Wait a minute. Six
yeah,
days until Christmas.
2 days till the winter solstice, yeah.
Winter solstice. Yeah. 6 days until Hanukkah. 6 days until Christmas. That's exciting. Oh, 7 days until Kwanzaa. I'm looking forward to the Christmas I'm going to have, or we'll all have next year. Wow. And this year. But
yeah,
especially.
Next year will be good, though. Yeah.
And next year will be better. The best ever. 13 days, miles all around, 13 days until New Year's.
New Year's.
God, that should be fun. New Year's 26. Excuse me. 1125. Look for an evergreen day, Thursday, 12/19/24.
Oh,
if you still haven't hunted down your Christmas tree, then you're in luck. National Oatmeal Muffin Day, Thursday, 12/19/24. Healthy muffins that look like cupcakes and satisfy our sweet craving. It doesn't get better. Ugly sweater day. Friday, 12/20/24. One thing's for sure. Excuse me. This holiday will certainly have you laughing all day long. Go caroling day, Friday, 12/20/24. Once upon a time, Christmas celebrations wouldn't have been anything without caroling. Today, we continue to pray to our heavenly and loving Father for the following. For all our leaders and listeners on the big call, for Pastor Scott, Jeannie, if you're watching me read this, I've been asked to edit a few things, so just know that. MedBuds, Debt Jubilee, RV, so I could communicate without communicating. We continue to pray for all the prayer requests on this big call. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Through Christ our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone, have a blessed weekend. Stay safe. And I'm going to add something, Jeannie. And intend and go to sleep with the 800s in your experience.
Go to dancing sleep. Like sugar plums in your head. Yes.
That's just like what it would feel like to wake up and go to sleep waking up as if you've been to the Redemption Center the day before and say, isn't it wonderful? Jeannie.
Jeannie. Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you for all those valuable days. Caroling, etc. Yes, very good. Yeah, I think that's good. I think we should all go to sleep tonight with visions of not sugar plums dancing in our head, but visions of 800 numbers popping into our emails. Thank you, Steve.
I'm going to go to sleep tonight. I'm going to go to sleep tonight.
Yeah.
In the desired reality. Wonder if you've been there lately, Bob. In the desired reality of it's the day after you've gone to the Redemption Center.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just in the awe of that experience. The day after, what would you be feeling? Don't you remember all those? I remember being a little. Okay, so I'm just going to go into my segment. Well, just I just took the words.
Let's do it, Sue. Let's go. Let's go into your segment. Let's go, shall we?
Oh, let's just go. I pray for people that had wonderful Christmases.
Yeah.
And I was very lucky. I was really lucky. My mother was very childlike, somewhat like her, the speaker that's speaking. And I remember just like, does anybody else remember this? Like the room is empty. Probably not for Bob. That's so funny to think of. But I used to love the Christmas music would be on, and I don't know where everybody else was, but I'd be under the tree.
Did you have breakfast before or after presents, Sue?
This is at night. We had opened the presents during the day, and I was like under the tree, and the room was dark, but everybody was in the room, but I would be under the tree, just looking up at the tree, and just kind of taking in the beauty, the energy of Christmas, which was, you know, magical. The magical Christmas. We'd all been together. We'd had a wonderful dinner. You know, your grandparents, your family. And it was just remember that magic that you had. And if you didn't have a magical Christmas, you can always re-imprint. And so I'm going to suggest for anybody that, I'm just totally winging my segment.
Yes.
I'm going to suggest for anyone, it is, I guess, sometimes, I'm just going to suggest that for anyone that didn't have Their parents may have been fighting. A lot of people had depression in the house. Try to imagine what it would be like and walk for the next 6 days and practice going for just 5 minutes and imagining that Christ was your father. And imagine that Christ was also very abundant, because that's literally what I believe we're being asked to embody, the balance between material and spiritual abundance. And he came up and he said, you know, said to you, did you enjoy it? Are you aware of your power to create this magic in your life? Are you going to create beauty and wonder and love? And imagine that he was opening up this whole new world, showing you the power of your mind and how life works, and that it's not about things outside of yourself. It's always about putting your Christ heart dreams into a whole new pattern of unlimited abundance, the ability to, while you're unlimited, being able to shape the energy and the patterns in your life. And so be walking around, this is my Christmas present, be walking around in this pattern of awe. And they've done studies, I know Bob knows about it, about studying the effect of, like, awe. What, you know, that Christmas glow, that those times when you've been in awe of a sunset, or a person that just, you can't even believe how they ignite your imagination. They're just magical. They're deep. They're whatever it is. Remember when something captured your wonder and awe. Walk around in that feeling and walk around practicing that you have a character. Christ. You could make up your family, but practice them being divine parents. Not parents that were cut off from their infinite connection to Christ, but they actually were equivalents. Can you imagine what you would have learned if you were brought up that way? Well, guess what? Mm-hmm. You're going to be bringing up the world that way. You are the divine parents to the world. We all are. And we're the ones that are going to shift. And I'm not kidding. Your subconscious is 95% of what gets created in your life. You practice what I just delivered, and I'm not kidding, in 2 days, you will see an enormous difference. Just walk around as if, practice choosing, practice imagining, because your mind and the deeper part of your mind and your limbic system, your emotional processing, does not know the difference between what you're imagining and actual reality, which is why so many people had to leave or let go of so many of their relatives, because we were stepping into a divine conscious reality beyond what most people have been programmed with. That's why people called you crazy. They couldn't even touch it. That was your spirit showing the beginning capacity you had to be strong, to be courageous, to begin to choose, to be paying attention to patterns you saw outside of yourself. Now, you are going to be the parents to yourself first. It's got to be in you first. You can't make something happen on the outside if you don't have it on the inside. You can't do it. It's a law. So you have to get the law that you are the sovereign Christ in you. And you are going to choose magic, wonder, focus, keeping your eyes single. Because you choose to, because Christ said you would be able to, that you could do even greater things, and now you're choosing that. Everything, when you go to that RV, is going to tell you, you have done something that probably less than 1% in the world could have believed in. Seriously. That's no little thing. It looked like your life was a mess. If you were paying attention to the outside, but if you were paying attention to the inside, your life is like a giant Christmas tree that's about to get plugged in or shown. It's been plugged in, but it's going to shine and show. It's going to shine and show. It's going to be carted out. It's going to be like that. So do that. And the only thing I really want to leave with people is that everything that you're about to move through is going to be based on the quality of what you choose to feel more than anything. What you choose, I want to be in joy. I want to be in peace. How do I make that happen? How do I design my life? You have that much power. It's the end of giving your power to anything outside of yourself. You put your power in the Christ in you that says, I am the I am. I am the way. I am the life. I am the light. And if you want to put some power into your choices about the med bed and you want to get clear, it's going to be a lot about clarity. It's going to be a lot about taking out the distraction. It's going to be a lot about such pure love, such pure joy, that you'll know when you're off because of how you're feeling. And so if you want to have that clarity and that peace and that joy, and you'd like to have better understanding of the med beds, like how to interview for it, all these extra possibilities after you heal your acute chronic conditions. Oh, I forgot, I have testimonials and I'm almost done, Bruce. I think Judy's thinking I'm being very authentic right now. Stick me. This is what people said about the med bed.
Hello.
Thank you for letting us know. No, sorry, wait a minute. It's about, here we go. I've gone through the Golden Wisdom Bundle, 300 great stuff. Nice hearing from like-minded people. That was one testimonial that came in. And then we have one other on the med beds, and then I'll be done. And, can't find it. The point is people are really, really loving being in the connection with people that are sorting through the Golden Wisdom Bundle, what you're going to learn about the first 6 months, and maybe the med bed. That would be $400 if you want to invest in yourself. Or
both of those.
Or the med bed. If you just want to spend $100 and get really clear on the med bed, these are investments. This is you being proactive so that you can be clear, you can be calm, you can think, and you're not going to be distracted by a lot of people that you don't know. It's going to help you center, get clear, and be the source for making the best choices through yourself. We do a meditation, and then you have the classes. So here's what you want to do. You can just put goldenbundle.com/medbed and send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com, and that's going to be $400, and put your name and your telephone number. Be great if you could say that you had PayPal, or you could just do the MedBed for $100 and just do that part and be able to. MedBed is going to be a one-shot, you know, you get one time to go in there and get it right. So it's a great opportunity to invest in the clarity so you feel like you maximize that opportunity. And those are the two things we're going to offer for tonight, Bruce.
Okay.
And I just want to thank everybody. I just want to thank everybody for their commitment to discovering what's inside of them to create a new world through their power in Christ. That's my segment.
Thank you, Sue. Yep. Still available until the numbers come out. And I'll have more to say about that in my segment. So thank you, Sue. Appreciate the teaching and your segment as well. And looking forward to everybody getting a restart. And the MedBed will help that terrifically, for sure. Bob, we got, 6 days till Christmas. Office is going to be closed Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. But we're still taking orders online, and those will be handled and shipped in the order they're received. So what would you say about anything else to refresh us on the sale that's going on now? And then anything that is testimony related?
Sure, Bruce. We do still have our full sale going on here. And we'll be, you know, probably till the end of the year. But as we were saying, you know, we're going to be closed for a few days. And so this would be the best time, you know, if you're going to order online, certainly can do it over the weekend. If you want to speak to us, give us a call tomorrow or Monday. We'll be able to help you out. And we have this a bundle that is an ancient herbal bundle that includes our ashwagandha and turmeric and olive leaf that people can use kind of as a herbal medicine cabinet, or you can take it every day. And it's half price. Normally, get those three separately would be $119.85. And this is for sale for $59.95. The other things are all of our total health systems and our dynamic combo, which is the Boomer Boost and Barley, collagen, lignans, probiotics, Good Night Formula are all on sale 25% off. And what people are doing, Bruce, they're doing that. Then they're clicking the subscribe and save button as they're checking out, and they get extra 10% off that. And today, Bruce, we have... today we had a couple people, husband and wife team, that came to visit us at the office. They were traveling, visiting relatives, and that type of thing. And I was telling them about the resveratrol and how there's quercetin in this advanced blend. And when you put quercetin and resveratrol together, it helps to clean out old cells that are really old and won't get out of the way, so your body can replace them with new cells. And those old cells become cancerous. They release inflammation. But when you use our resveratrol product, it sends a signal, a very strong signal, to those cells to get out of the way. And it helps tremendously with your overall health and your longevity. And so those are the sales we have going on. Had a couple of testimonials.
All right.
Bruce, one of them is on the dynamic combo. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting about the age of its two different testimonials. It says, the dynamic combo makes me feel great and gives me energy for the day. In taking this, I feel like a new man, not 75 years old, but like a much younger, more energized self. Thank you guys for your prompt service, great products, and the ability to adjust my shipping and payment time that best suits me.
Yes.
And we had another person talking about the dynamic combo that says, I've been using this product for 3 years and love it. I'm 74 years old, and this product helps keep me feeling younger. So two different people, almost the exact same testimonial, and they're the same age.
Yeah.
Yep.
74,
75. Very good. Yep. So, Bruce, here's something for you. This was kind of not so much a study, but they're kind of reporting on a study, but it's more of an announcement, where the Nestle's company has launched this thing called protein shots for weight loss drug users. So when people are taking the new weight loss drugs, what they're doing is they're mimicking a hormone, an intestinal hormone called GLP-1, and it helps to curb people's appetite so they lose weight. And Nestle's came out with this new shot where you pay, I don't know how much, you just think it's like $10 or something, $10.99 for a pack of four shots. And you use one a day, and it's designed to help enhance the effect of the weight loss shots, right? So it's kind of ironic because here's the company that's the manufacturer of chocolate bars and Nesquik and things that have caused people to become overweight, and now they're coming out with a shot to help people lose weight. So it's like, here, buy our candy bars.
Chocolate bars, yep.
And then go ahead and spend $10.99 for these four shots that you can take to help you lose weight. And there's no mention, like what you would think when they said they're launching protein shots, that what they're concerned about is the biggest side effect of these weight loss drugs, which is people losing muscle weight. But there's no mention of that. They didn't have any intention of making something that would help people with the biggest problem that the doctors are identifying with these shots. Right? It's like, no, we'll just help you lose more fat and more muscle. We'll make the problem worse. Here, have these shots. Right? So it was very interesting to see this study come out today. This research, they did an extensive study. They tested it on 26 people.
26 people?
Yeah.
Nice sample. Okay.
Yeah, big sample size. And so, at any rate, I just wanted to bring that to people's attention, Bruce, because everybody probably knows someone who's trying this new weight loss phenomena, whether you're doing it or not, somebody you know. The biggest concern is losing muscle weight, and so if people are doing these shots and they're losing weight, which is showing to be healthy for people to lose weight, of course it is, you have less chance of diabetes and heart disease, But it's also going to cause other problems, because when you lose muscle weight, which you do when you take these shots, it also affects all kinds of other things in your body, including your bones, which will not be nearly as strong if you're losing muscle weight. So for anybody that is doing this or knows someone that is, have them get in touch with us so we can get them some Myotrol, we can get them some Gladiator barley, which will help them not only get back the muscle that they lost, but actually gain more muscle, which is where your fat-burning enzymes are to begin with.
Right.
And will help you to not only be lighter, but a lot healthier. And right. You don't have to be somebody who's using weight loss drugs. Lots of people are using Myotrol and Gladiator barley just to stay strong all throughout their life. People are using it who are on chemotherapy, that are losing muscle as a result. They can regain that muscle using Myotrol along with the Gladiator barley or either one of them. And I just wanted to bring that forward tonight, Bruce. It, you know, this whole weight loss industry, you know, $150 billion industry is drug companies and food companies working together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing. God.
Yep, make some sugary foods, make some drugs, make some shots to help with the drugs, and have another.
Now Nestle's makes the very best chocolate.
Yeah.
Bob, when you say shots, are we talking about drink shots?
No.
Are we talking about
the protein shots? The protein shots are drinks.
Yep.
But the shots, the GLP-1 shots that, you know, semaglutide, those are injections.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Well, you know what is so cool, Bob? If you take these supplements, because we don't have all the vitamins and minerals and everything in our food. They've been baked out of our food for quite a while. But if you take these Boomer's products, Boomer Boost, barley, premium probiotics, lignans, and, you know, a good series of vitamins and so on, and you have a healthy eating plan, you know, where you just eat good foods, you know, organic foods if possible, good foods, and you do a little walking around, your weight will stabilize and get to a healthy level. You don't need the D word, diet. You don't need to diet. Diets don't work. People, you know, they yo-yo on them back and forth, up and down. Oh, I lost 20 pounds, but I gained 22 back. Oh, I did that. You know, you don't need to diet. You just need to eat healthy meals. And the biggest problem with snacking and so on is that you're not getting the nutrition in your normal everyday diet. And that's what makes you go for the Fritos, the Cheetos, the potato chips, the other snacks, the salt snacks, the sugar snacks, all of that stuff. But if you eat healthy, you don't crave those things. And I think the idea of dieting after New Year's, boy, I'm going to start a new diet. Well, why don't you just start eating healthy? Forget diet. Just have a healthy eating plan. And start walking a little bit. Walk 10, 20, 30 minutes a day. Get outside. Smell the air. Listen to the birds. Watch the leaves come back up in the spring. You know, whatever it is. Cross-country skiing, snow skiing, whatever. Get to the beach if you have a beach. You know, I mean, there's so much to do to stay healthy. You don't have to, sit on the couch and just snack all day. Get out there and be somebody. We got a lot to do, guys, and I want everybody healthy. Healthy, right, Bob? Healthy. Now,
got it.
Remember this. the website. How do you get to it? Go to bigcalluniverse.com, and you get on our homepage. You'll see the banner at the top that says Boomers. That banner is a direct link to Bob's website. Click on it, boom, takes you right into Bob's website. You're in Boomers. You look over the product listing. You drop the menu down. It says on sale. You see all the sale items. And you can place an order that way and look at everything else that Bob's got. He's created this content on the footer of the of his landing page, which has podcasts, great tools. Also, he's got archived YouTube broadcasts, a lot of good information. And maybe check out the testimonials. You'll see all these people that have sent pictures in along with their testimonial. I think it's great. It's terrific. So do that. And then, like Bob said, tomorrow is a good day to call in, and Monday will be the last day to call in before Christmas. So Monday and Friday, meaning Friday and Monday, tomorrow and Monday, use the phone number 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good 9 to 5 on the days I suggested, Eastern Standard Time. And if you're planning a vacation to Florida, sunny Florida, and you make your way down to St. Petersburg, give Bob a call ahead of time, at least 2 or 3 days ahead, to see if he's in the office, to see if he can set up an appointment to meet Bob and the staff, and so on and so forth. Don't tie him up too long, though, because they got stuff to do, and they got to get these products out and buy new products and keep this thing rolling. All right? So there you go. Yeah, this is really important. And then, of course, when you listen, when this blessing comes in, which I am still predicting before Christmas, based on the intel I'm about to share, I would say everybody should do this for themselves for Christmas and for the new year. Go ahead and stock up on these sale items. Get some Good Night formula. Get the triple pack bundle that Bob has with those three products, resveratrol, turmeric, and olive leaf extract. Get those, and that's a half-price deal right there. And then make sure that you get your Boomer Boost and Barley on sale at 25% off, and take advantage of this thing for your own Christmas and for your family. And like I said, I'm hoping you have the wherewithal to do this so you won't even feel it in your pocketbook or your money clip. So, thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. I love the research. And the test sample was not that strong on that one piece. But, you know, yeah, Nestle's, isn't that ironic? You know, one pill makes you stronger and one pill makes you fat. You know, you got to watch out because, you know, what if you're taking certain products with, you know, chocolate. Now, listen, dark chocolate is good for you. Dark chocolate is good. But eating candy bars and snacks and ding-dongs and all of that cupcakes and all that noise, that is not good for you, and you're looking at a life of diabetes type 2. So stay away from it. Stay away. Eat healthy. Eat a piece of fruit. Eat an apple if you're hungry. If you want a snack, eat an apple. Especially, don't eat my Macintosh apple, so that's for me. Okay. All right, listen, we're going to talk intel now. We're getting into it. I can see Mike rolling his eyes right now. All right, now he's laughing. Okay, that's good. Let's get into it and see where we are, because we got a nice change in some of the intel, which I always like when we get a positive change that moves us in the right direction. And today we got such a change. We had heard that Redemption Center staff would be on call today and on call tomorrow. That means they'd have to respond. If we had numbers come in within an hour to an hour and a half, they had to be at their desk ready to go, ready to take our calls from the call center and ready to possibly begin setting appointments and possibly doing exchanges. Well, today they were on call. Tomorrow they were supposed to be on call, but guess what? They're going in at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, that's right, Sunday, they're going in at 9 a.m. both mornings, going in Monday at 9 a.m. Tuesday, well, Monday and Tuesday, they go in at 9 a.m., but on Tuesday, which is Christmas Eve day, they work until noon, so 9 to noon, and then off Christmas Day, back at it on the 26th, the day after Christmas, at 9 a.m. again. And boom, 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 all the way through. Now, I'm not sure how they're handling New Year's, but I don't think we all want to wait until New Year's unless you're on a cruise, a repositioning cruise in the through the Panama Canal, and you can't get to a phone. But listen, even if you are going to be on vacation, even if you're going to be traveling, get the toll-free number when it comes in. Set your appointment for when you're going to be available. And I'll be talking more about that in a few minutes. So, what I'm suggesting is that the schedule has changed. Girls are going in, or the staff is going in on the weekend. So they're going in Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then Tuesday until noon. And I think that's a good head start on what we need to know. Now, the other thing that's happened over in Iraq, and I think I touched on this on Tuesday night's call, was that the Iraqi people have been celebrating since last weekend because they have a new rate and they're operating independent of the USD, our fiat dollar that's not backed by anything but the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. Well, that's been enough to keep the U.S. dollar, fiat dollar, number one for a long time. But now we're transitioning away from the fiat dollar into the USN, the United States note, the new dollar, the USTN, United States Treasury note, not a Federal Reserve note. That's passé. That's gone. That's history. The new USN is something that certain of our sources is believing that will surface and have some form of explanation of it tomorrow, Friday, the 20th. Now, this was out of the blue. This was a different type of source. And we'll see if that happens. If we acknowledge the new USN tomorrow in some form or fashion, we're golden. Good for us. Now, the USN or the USTN, Treasury notes, the currency, the folding money, the money you used to put in your wallet or purse, okay, that is still going to be used and is in the banks and has been for well over a year, year and a half at least, and it's in the redemption centers in bundles. And I think they're going to want us to take no more than $1,500, maybe a couple thousand dollars of the new money, the new USN. The numbers keep changing. It used to be up here, and then it was here, then it was down here. It's not going to matter. You can always get that at the bank. You call ahead and you want some. Most people are transacting with our new USN currency digitally. online. It's in your account as USN. It will be. If it's not already, it'll be that way, and you'll have it. And if you want cash, you know, you can get some cash. I don't want to go cashless. I don't want a cashless society. But it's going to be like 80-20, 80 digital, 20% people that like to have cash and spend, you know, have cash. If you've got a good pair of overhauls, sometimes you'll have a big roll of cash stuck down in your overhauls. I don't know. That's just sort of an old way of doing it. But really what's cool is that this appears from all of our contacts information to be looking very good to be notified overnight tonight and wake up to it in the morning or get it Friday morning and set those appointments. So let's talk about appointment setting. There have been some things online that have had a few pieces correct, but a lot of it incorrect. So let's see if I can straighten out what I'm hearing from our sources. When it comes to setting your appointment with the toll-free number, yes, we're going to receive an email with a toll-free number in it. Make sure it's coming from Wells Fargo. Make sure it's legitimate before you open it. And open it up, and it should tell you about how to use the toll-free number and set your appointment. Number one, there's no screening process at the beginning. They know who the currency owners are. They know who the ZIM owners are. The only thing they don't know is who might have been gifted ZIM or gifted dinar or gifted dong or whatever. Okay? They don't know those exactly. They might have an idea. But realistically, when you call using the 800 number, you're calling into a regional call center. And my understanding is there are four, maybe as many as six regional call centers, one for each time zone as we go across from east to west. So you're calling a regional call center. Now, what are they going to ask you if you get an automated voice or you get a real person? When you call in, you'll say, you know, hello, who am I speaking to? What is your name, please? My name is, fill in the blank. You fill in your blank, you give them your name, and you give them the zip code for the area that you want to do your exchange in, whether it's where you live, whether it's where you work, or whether it's another place because you're traveling and you're not home, but you know the zip code of another location where you are. Okay? So you've got that's what you tell them, your name and the zip code. And that's it. That's how simple this is. You don't tell them what currencies you have. Bad information. I received bad information about that a long time ago. It is no longer valid. So they don't want to know what currencies you have. They don't want to know how much you have or anything. Now, once you get that entered, you may get rerouted to that redemption center that was the one closest to your zip code. Okay? So you get on with that person, a live person at that end, or you're given an 800 number to call that redemption center directly and complete your appointment setting. Okay, so let's say we get rerouted to that redemption center from the call center. Call center first, redemption center next. We get rerouted to the redemption center. We talk to a real live person that most likely will be helping us with our exchanges and redemption of ZIM. Now, that person should give you the directions on where this place is, the address, possibly how to get there. Maybe it's in an area that you're not familiar with. They'll help you find it out. Now, will they send you a confirming email? Remember, if you bought currency through a legitimate dealer, they have your email. Now, will you get a confirming email? I don't know. I'm not sure you will. You can ask the person when you talk to them, am I going to get an email to confirm this appointment for such and such a time on such and such a date? And I know I'm not to get there more than 10 minutes early. We've heard that till the cows come home. So keep that in mind. It's going to be a quick process. Not a time to ask 50 questions, just a time to set your appointment and go. Okay? Don't be late. You're in the back of the line. If you're a person who's normally late, plan to be early, 10 minutes early. Okay? So get there on time, and then you will get escorted in. Now let's talk about the actual redemption center process. When you get in, someone will escort you inside. There are no 9 stations. That's bull. What you're going to do is you're going to sit down. If you have your attorney, you'll sit down with that person. If you have your spouse, you sit down with that person. And the people that will take care of all of this are between 2 and 4 people on the other side of the desk, let's call it. Okay? And so they will first identify you. And guess what I just found out? You don't even need a utility bill. That's a change. But you do need a picture ID, driver's license, and or passport is best. You'll have that. And then what you do is you take your currency and you hand it over for them to count and verify with the De La Rue machine. So they're doing that. And you're going to get an idea, and if I were you, I'd get a total of each type of currency that you have. All right, if you pony up dong first, you get that. You get a total on the dinar. If you have rupiah, you get the total on that. If you have Afghani, if you have shekel, if you have zim, whatever you have, when they go through it and verify it all, and count it and verify it, I would write down an individual total of each, not the value of each one, but the total of each amount in that currency. Like if you've got 10 million dong, write that down, 10 million dong. If you've got 2 million dinar, okay, write that down, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying. So that way you kind of are keeping track as they're going through it, and that De La Rue machine is going, and it's counting up and verifying that currency. All right, so you're in that process. The next process is you're going to be given the information to get access to that once you hit a total. And by the way, you're discussing rates, by the way. And do you have to ask for the contract rate on dinar at the redemption center? You're not supposed to have to ask. They're supposed to give it to you, offer it to you. It's going to be way higher than the lower bank screen rates would be. So if they don't offer it for some reason, just ask for it, the contract rate on the dinar. I think they'll offer it in all cases, but you never know. Okay, so get that. Dong will have a very good rate, but it's not a contract rate. It'll have a good redemption center screen rate. I've told you what the Zim is going to be, so you don't have to sweat that. If you can count to the number 1, you're okay. 1. Oh, yeah, I got it. Done. All right. So when your money is totaled up, everything that it's worth in USN dollars, USN, the new currency, then they will show you, or they will place that into a quantum account for you. Now, how do you get access to it? You've got to get access to it to move that money that you just exchanged into your primary Wells Fargo account. So how do you do it? you first of all, you're going to need a fingerprint or thumbprint that's biometric that can identify you as you. Secondly, you need a username and password to the Quantum account. And I don't know if they're going to supply anything like that to you or you create it. Be creative and create something. Doesn't have to be super long. I don't think it's one of these super long usernames or super long passwords. But you'll have that username and password. I mentioned before you need a 5-digit PIN code. Okay, so you come up with a 5-digit PIN code. It's not something stupid like 12345. You know, think of something that's going to be something you can remember, but even though you'll have it written down, make sure it's something you might be able to remember. All right, then you need a brand new email. That's right, brand new email, and of course you'll need a password to get into that. So you've got biometric fingerprint, username, password, 5-digit PIN code, email, username, or email address, and password to get into it. Now, that should wrap up everything you need for that card. That card, the Quantum card, is 3 times the thickness of a normal credit card. It may be made of titanium. I don't know for sure what it's made of, but it's thicker. It's 3 times the thickness of a normal credit card. It's about the same size, though, as far as the width and the length of it. Now, that'll be stamped out. I believe it's stamped for you with something on it that identifies it to you. And then you take that card. Once you get into that account, you'll be able to move funds into your primary Wells account. Now, you'll have access to those funds through a brand new credit debit card. Now, here's something else I learned. If you have a Wells Fargo account already that you want to put those funds into, you can do it that way. It doesn't have to be a brand new account. It doesn't have to be. If you've got a Wells Fargo account where you live already, you may just as well be able to put funds into that account if you choose. You don't have to. You can choose to. I'm going to set up a brand new account. So you get a brand new account. I've got a new debit credit card on it, and that they'll print out for you and stamp out for you there while you're there. Okay? And I've heard people say, well, don't use your name on that credit card. Don't put your name on it. Use a trust name or something else like an LLC name or something like that that's not your personal name. But you'll still have to sign the back of it to utilize it like you do any credit card or debit card today. You still have to sign the back of it, so that's okay. Your signature can be on the back. But to have that done, now you've got your Quantum card, which you put in an extremely safe place. And no, it is not an ATM card, whoever put that out. It's not an ATM card. You only use it for one purpose, to move funds from your Quantum account into one of your bank accounts. And you can tie it to, I believe, 3 different banks. Let's say you use Wells, Chase, and TD Bank, or Wells, Citi, and Banco Federale, or Bank of America. Or you use Santander Bank, Banco Santander, or, you know what I'm saying, pick 3 banks. Now, you don't have to do it right now. You just use the one bank, which would be Wells initially, and then if you want to tie it to some other banks, you can afterwards, not at the day of your redemption. Your redemption draweth nigh. So what you want to do is once you've got that card, you know you've got access to your money. Now, how much are you going to move into your primary account from your gargantuan Quantum account? There may be some type of limits for 60 days. Maybe. I wouldn't go crazy. I wouldn't put billions and billions and billions. Put some money in there that you think you'll use for the first 60 to 90 days. And then you can always add more. Now, Are you going to get a computer at the Redemption Center? Bad information. We had that a long time ago, and I told you there were not going to be any computers. Maybe a certificate for a computer. Maybe. I'm not promising that. What do you need a $1,000 certificate to go to Best Buy for a computer when you got trillions of dollars or more? You don't. All right. So then the question is, will you get a new Q phone, this satellite phone that works all over the world? Yes. That you will get. If they run out or you don't have a phone, they don't have phones stacked up for you to get one per customer, one, then they'll give you a way to get one. They'll give you a way to make sure you do receive one. And those phones are good. I don't know how they're going to tie into a local cell company or anything like that, but I know that these phones are supposed to be secure enough to do these financial transactions from your Quantum card. I don't know how that's going to work. I'm going to take that back. They're supposed to be secure enough to do financial transactions. I don't know if I'm going to use the Q card to try to move funds on a phone. But they're going to be great, and they're going to work all over the globe, and there'll be some tie-in, I believe, with a cell company. Okay? I'm not quite sure how that's going to work yet. I'm kind of out of the loop on it. But we'll get something to say about that. You'll have something on that. So, what about perks? Well, if you're super rich, you don't need perks, but they may offer you some perks at the bank for banking with them. And it used to be 4 pages, then it was shrunk to 3 or 2 pages. Now, who knows how many pages it is, of just things that they're going to give you for banking with this bank for whatever, the year, 2 years, whatever it is. Okay? There might be some things of value there, maybe. I'm sure there is. And whether you need them or not, that's up to you to see what you do there. Now, what about the interest rate that is payable on the funds you have in the bank? Not your Quantum account. That gets zero. No interest paid on the, no interest for you paid on your Quantum account. But when you transfer money into one of your other accounts, like your primary account or maybe a secondary Wells account for your LLCs, yes, you can earn money on that. And that's probably going to be between 5 and 8% per year, annual percentage yearly. Between 5 and 8. Now, here's the funny thing. The more you have, the lower your interest rate will be. The less you have, the more your interest rate will be. It's an inverse relationship to what you would think, right? The more I got, the more I get. No, the more you have, the less you earn on your interest rate. But who cares? It's going to be so huge. And if you get paid interest every quarter, to me, I'm looking at that as like, man, that's something, that's a nut I've got to crack. I've got to spend that. I've got to invest that and spend it on people and their lives and their companies, their businesses, their homes, their cities, their towns. Everything. Every quarter, money keeps coming in, more and more. Well, it's time to sit back and look at that and say, I don't really need any interest. Maybe I need 1%. Maybe I'll take 2%. Whatever it is, it's going to be more than you'll ever need, especially if you're a ZIM holder. And then that's really the process that I took longer to say probably than it will take you to do. I've been told this is going to be a very simple, easy-to-do exchange and ZIM redemption. Don't make it harder than it is. What about your projects? Yeah, you'll have a window probably of about, it's not 5 to 10 minutes, as somebody said. It was 5 to 8 all along, I'm going to say 5 minutes to explain your projects. They don't care about your projects. They are interested in what you can do for humanity to hire people, to have a project that will help people for hundreds of years. That's why the Zim holders have first priority if they have projects at the MedBed centers. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. So, you come out of there, you have one account set up, you go back the next several days with your wealth manager at Wells Fargo, and you set up additional accounts as you need them. I don't think they're going to be giving you cashier's checks. Nah. I don't think. Now, they might be able to issue you some form of proof of funds letter. Proof of funds letter for homes that you have in mind to buy that you can use if you need it. Proof of funds for the realtor. Okay? That's a possibility. But other than that, don't look for a whole lot more. They want you in and out in no more than 40 minutes. It was 30, but they kind of got real and said, well, let's say 40. So you should have an appointment that lasts no longer than 40 minutes. Some of you guys might not need 20 minutes to do everything. Some might be pushing 40 minutes. If you've got bonds, you know, sheet bonds to go in, other than the Zim bonds, sheet bonds or a box of bonds, and you haven't got those handled yet, you can take those to the redemption center, but you've got to let them know you have them. Because some of the redemption centers have to bring a bond guy in from the bank to handle those bonds, to handle them. They have to go through them. And you better pack a lunch for that appointment because you're going to be there a while, okay? I'm just kidding on packing a lunch, but you catch my drift on that, okay? And you people over there in all these foreign countries go, what does he mean, catch a drift? What is drift? You know, catch my drift. So, I'm having too much fun with this tonight, guys. I'm sorry. It's hard for me not to have some fun now and then. All right, so let's take this beyond the experience of the exchange and the redemption of Zim, and let's go into what should happen days to a week or two later, and that's if you want to get into the MedBed. Now, you tell them at the redemption center that you have a dire need, if that's true for you. You have a dire need. I'm a Zim holder, yes, you know that, but I also have this and this and this and this that I want fixed in the MedBed. All right, so you plead your case, they enter some keystrokes on the computer, and they get that in. Okay? So then you're going to get notified from someone, theoretically at the MedBed Center location, which has two, not three, two MedBeds for each. Not three. That's old news. That's 2 years ago, at least. Two MedBeds that will do everything. Those MedBeds are there for you when you come in. You have to have an appointment. You do have to keep it quiet. Oh, by the way, let's go back to the Redemption Center. You will sign an NDA, and that NDA, non-disclosure agreement, will be from 30 days all the way up to maybe 6 months, depending on, guess what, you and how you deport yourself, how you communicate, how sharp you are. If you're not so sharp, you're going to get a six-monther. If you got your act together, you're coherent, you can speak clearly, they know where you're coming from, you might get a 30-day NDA. Okay? Going to vary. Now, also, this is another point. If you take in a couple of blue writing pens, blue like Bic pens or whatever, that are blue, so that when you sign original documents, your original signature is in blue, okay, because copies are going to be black and you can't tell a copy from an original. Well, the original are blue because you signed them in blue. They signed them in blue, okay? Some of the redemption centers have got the drift and they are they have purchased blue pens. So bring a couple with you with your, in your bag so you'll have them, okay? All right, now let's go back to the MedBed Center. We've set our appointment. We've got our currency. All that's done. We've exchanged. We've got money in the bank. And next thing you know, you're going to get a call about your MedBed and going in. So you set that up. You find out where it is. They're going to be as secure, if not more secure, about the MedBed and the locations than even the redemption centers, believe it or not. So this is great technology. It's going to be wonderful to be able to go back in time in terms of your physical body and in case of mental aptitudes and so on that you can add. If you haven't done it yet, you might want to get the MedBed 100. That's the two classes that Sue did about the MedBed. Just send Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just say MedBed 100. It's $100, and it's payable by PayPal, but you don't have to have a PayPal account. You just need to receive that invoice. It'll come from Sue by PayPal to you to fill out your credit card info and send it back to Sue to process. Okay, that's how that's going to work. So, MedBed 100 in the subject line, your telephone number, and your name in the body of the email. In other words, so she can text you if she needs to text you for any reason. Okay? But everything's coming to you by email. I believe it's three emails. We'll get it all done. And then you can listen to those, and you'll be, you'll have a clue, but you got to jump on this tonight. You got to jump all over it tonight. This might be your last shot. We could get numbers tomorrow. We could get them Saturday. I don't know. We're that close. So you've done the MedBed thing. You've got that. It's on its way. And now you're just looking to enjoy Christmas and have a Christmas this year, we hope. Travel if you need to. Keep that quantum card in a very safe location. And don't carry it with you everywhere because you could lose it. And, you know, obviously a debit credit card is also very valuable to you. So keep that safe too. But that's what you would use at an ATM. That's what you would use to buy things with online and so on. I don't recommend using a debit card to purchase anything online. It's not safe. It's not good. Too exposed. But a credit card gives you much more protection, much better protections. So that's the direction you want to go in. Let's see. Was there anything else in the way of timing on this? Iraq is done. Iraq is no longer tied to the USD. They are tied, if anything, to the BRICS nations that all have asset-backed currencies. Iraq is sovereign. They've paid all of their back pay to contractors, both military and construction contractors, from all the way back to August, September, October, November, and December. Those payments started going out last Monday at 9 a.m. Iraq time. Last Monday, which is what? 4 days ago. So that's a real positive. Iraq is sovereign. They're celebrating since last weekend. I think everything is ready to go. I think, guys, we are very, very close. One of our sources said, if you knew how close you were, you wouldn't believe it. Well, I'd like to believe it. I think we're right there. Could it be in the morning? Could we receive it overnight and get it in the morning? Yes, it's possible. I don't know for sure. But why would redemption staff be going in tomorrow and then also going in Saturday and Sunday? Not into the banks, but into the redemption centers at 9 a.m. both days. And Monday and Tuesday till noon on Tuesday. So I'm excited. Obviously, you can tell I was a little jacked up for the call tonight. A little bit looking forward to everything. And I know it's tight to Christmas. I know, 6 days to Christmas. I know. But they might just get it done and pull it off, and then we're golden. I was told President Trump should be back way before January 20th. Let's see what happens. I've also been told Nisara Jisara and our Social Security increases and our R&R will happen in the first 10 days of January. First 10 days of January. Get Nisara started, Jisara started, R&R kicks in, an increase in Social Security kicks in within the first days of January. Okay, now I'm looking forward to that too, and I know you guys are too. And especially those that may not have, invested deeply in currencies or whatever, and they're just going to get what they get on the R&R, which will be good. It'll be great. It's going to be real money. People will have money. It's not just us. People will have real money. All right, so I'm excited about the USN. Could it show up tomorrow? Could it be announced tomorrow, as one of the European bankers suggested? Maybe so. Let's see what happens. But I'm telling you, it looks great for any time between tomorrow and the weekend. Okay? So let's do this. Let's go ahead. I told you how to contact Sue. Let's take advantage of the Boomer sale, okay, which should last all the way through the end of the month. Let's take it all the way down, and let's enjoy and get those products that you need for your health. It's a great sale. You've got the toll-free number to go to Bob. And by the way, if you haven't registered your email on bigcalluniverse.com, go ahead and do so, and we'll send you an email with the 800 number in it. We'll also feature the 800 number on the landing page of my website, bigcalluniverse.com. So sign up. Why? So that we can get in touch with you after this all goes about our projects. We've got two websites we've got to build out, and at least two. And we're going to make it easy for you guys to let us know what it is you want to do if you want to participate with us in Rebuild America, Rebuild International, et cetera, with our products, projects like the Veterans Retreat Network and the Pastoral Retreat Network, P-A-S-T-O-R-A-L, Pastoral Retreat Network. All right? For pastors, missionaries, that's it, pretty much. So I'm happy with the information that we got. We tried to clarify some things tonight. If you need to listen back to the replay, please do so, and catch this intel, because that's the last I've got, the latest I've got, and this could very well be our last official big call, that's out through the public airwaves, so to speak. So this has been a joy for me over the last 13 years, and I want to thank Bob and Sue for all of their help in co-hosting the call for at least nine and a half years. And thank you, satellite team, SAT team, for getting the signal out to, well, we were averaging 18 and a half million listeners. To however many it's getting out to all over the globe, we appreciate you. Thank you, Big Cult Universe, for staying with us and tuning in. And thank you, GCK and Jeannie and Pastor Scott, continued healing to you. And anyone else that needs prayer and needs our help and needs healing, thank you if we've been able to pray for you and help you. Let's go ahead now and pray the call out, and then we'll turn off the recording. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that you have brought to us in preparation for this great blessing. Thank you for all that you do in our lives, for the ideas that you've given us for projects, for providing the information we've needed to get out on the big call. And thank you for everyone who is part and parcel of the big call that helped to make it a reality. Thank you for this blessing. We're praying that it comes in before Christmas, hopefully by the weekend. Lord God, thank you for it all in advance. And help us to be great stewards of it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And God bless you all. We'll see what happens between now and Tuesday. It's conceivable that even on Christmas Eve, we might have a celebration call. If everything comes through, we might have a celebration call that night. Can't say for sure. We'll see. Okay? All right, everybody. Take care, and we wish you a very Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. And happy Festivus for the rest of us. All right? All right. Let's go ahead and turn off the recording now.